Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 6. Thank you again for coming along on this journey. Snow days. Snow days are not quite what they used to be. I mean, probably because I don't have a typical regular job, so when I have a snow day, it doesn't mean that my world stops, and that's very true for anybody who is able to work at home. Your snow day just maybe equals a little bit of a looser schedule, or sometimes it's the fun of taking advantage of the free time and the different atmosphere, and you're able to work outside the office and get a ton of work done. But you know, when you were a kid and there was a snow day, it meant yay, no school. And I remember even when I was a kid, occasionally that still meant making sure that I was caught up on homework or whatever, doing extra, you know, getting things done. And certainly when I was in college, I always used my very few snow days that I had as catch up and getting things accomplished. And I don't know if that was the right thing to do or not. I remember my friends were like, no, you know, go play video games, go watch movies, hang out and eat popcorn or whatever. And I never really did that. I always took it as a gift of time and utilized it and tried to max out my working. I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but that's what I did. And it was probably needed in many cases to get things accomplished. And now that I'm an adult and not working a traditional job, it's sort of that same thing. Well, I guess I was an adult when I was in college too. I was very much an adult while I was in college. Funny how we grow older and still don't feel like adults. Anyway, the luster of snow days are now a nice shift in my world. And, but they're not the go play outside in the snow since you can't go anywhere or hang out and do nothing or be stuck inside or whatever. Anyway, it's an interesting thing. And I was also thinking about this just in the whole concept of the ability to work at home. Many people, I assume, their snow days are, you know, their work days at home, like I said before, but they're kind of that free day is really now taken away. And I suppose if you've got, you know, if you're staying at home for a snow day and you've got kids and things like that, and you kind of work at home and you kind of maybe hang out with your kids or whatever the case is. But I'm just thinking how that's changed the landscape, how working at home has changed the landscape. Great for companies, right? You have a snow day, work can still proceed and happen, but it takes away that sort of gift from the employees to have that day off. And I'm sure some would argue, oh, it's a snow day, don't work, whatever, whatever. And do they really mean it? In the back of their mind, they're like, ah, you're still going to work. It's just how that's going to go. Anyway, so there's my thought on snow days. Hope everybody is safe in areas where snow days are happening, because it's our country right now is in a lot of weird weather. And where I'm at, it's not even that we have a ton of snow, but it's the temperature going down and raining and freezing the roads and making things challenging and dangerous. So be safe, but enjoy some parts of your snow day. I'm going to take a little bit of time, I think, and perhaps do some reading before I dive into all of the things that I have been thinking about this morning that I need to get done that aren't actually on my to-do list. So have a good one. Thank you. Have a wonderful morning and the rest of your day, and we'll see you next time.